So today, GWA, I am quite awful at talking about fantasies in a coherent way. So instead, I decided to share a very interesting story. I will think I'll tell you about the foursome I had. Yeah, that's a good one. So, I have some friends I occasionally play with. And so, once they invited me over. And the moment I walked into the door and they invited me over, and they said that they wanted to do something special. And of course, I happily obliged. And I took a lift there, and the moment I walked into the door, I knew tonight was already going to be quite an amazing experience. Because the moment I walked in, I saw two girls bent over a table, completely naked, and my friend there, he was spanking one of them, who was his longtime partner. And it was good, so they all greeted me, and I sat down. I was tired, it was late at night. And I just got done with work. So, I decided to get a drink and sit and just watch it going. After he was tired of spanking both of the girls, he went and told them to lay on a memory foam mattress bed he had to lay on a memory foam mattress bed he has set up. On the floor, in the living room floor. They live in a very nice apartment close to the beach, and so, yeah, it's very nice. Oh. And we asked them to pose in all sorts of different positions. Their bodies curl up together. Are on all fours with their asses facing us, or their nipples tip to tip, or their backs against each other, their asses touching each other. It was great. We took a lot of pictures too of them. And then, so that went on for a little bit. With just the regular posings. And then we started telling them to do things. So we asked his girlfriend to start licking the other girl's pussy. As I sat there and on the couch, and he just massaged my feet, waiting for me to settle down and loosen up a little bit with a couple drinks. And we switched the order around. There was even a little ass licking. And then there was even a little bit of rimming. It was absolutely hot. And after a bit, after I settled down and relaxed, we decided it's time to take it up a little. And so I started stripping, and and being the honored guest. They started to massage my body, but I stopped them, said that I probably need a shower as well. And I went to the shower. As I walked towards the shower, I told him that I needed help. And immediately he called all the girls over, and they stepped in and they rubbed my body against theirs, washing me. And what and the guy's girlfriend, she got on her knees and started licking my pussy as the other girl stood and washing my back. And then we were done. And then our guy came over to watch, and he sat down on the toilet and he watched us do all those things. And then we pressed our tits against the glass shower door, and his and then we switched our asses just to give him a nice little show. After it was done and I was dried off, we went back. And I had one of the girls lay down, and I started eating her pussy. And then I was on all fours, and suddenly I felt a tongue against my pussy. Oh, yeah. And and then I looked back, and it was the girlfriend. And oh my God, it felt so good. She even started licking my asshole, and it was absolutely amazing. I couldn't. It was hard for me to concentrate eating the other girl out, and rubbing her wonderful tits. Oh, they were so good. They fit my hand perfectly. And I look back for just a second, and I see the boyfriend also eating his girlfriend's pussy. It was this odd train of oral pleasure. And being the quirky one, as I usually am, I told him, let's switch. And so I moved up and got on my back and had my pussy eaten that way, as the other girl went to the back and started eating the boyfriend's asshole out. Yeah. And then we switched again until the boyfriend was supposed to be in the front, and then we stopped. And all the girls made out with each other for a butt. And the guy went over and sat on the couch. And we all crawled towards him, to his cock. Oh, fuck. And we divided and conquered. Since I'm the guest, I got to start suck his cock, while the girlfriend, I got to suck and lick his balls. And the new girl, well, she's the bottom of the hierarchy, so she gets to lick his asshole. Oh, definitely a very, very poignant moment. Oh. He looked like he was in fucking heaven. Oh yeah. So we did that for a while, a little while, sucking his cock, massaging his balls, oof. His hand in my hair to guide me and help me support my neck. Oh, and help support my neck. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Oh. And he stopped and he stood up And I stood up, and the girls went and crawled over to him standing up, and I started kissing him. Oh, we were a lot of kisses. And I made out of him as the girls kept on sucking his cock. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And then we stopped. And I decided I wanted to play with the girls a little bit. And that's what we did. I licked the girls' pussy and lots of fun. Little play. And I put my fingers into the girlfriend's ass and massaged her clit. And then I went down on to lick it. And I spanked her pussy. She loves having her pussy spanked. And I stopped. And she had the new girl do it to her. Oh, fuck. As I made out with her. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then we take breaks along the way to stay hydrated and whatnot. Oh my God. And the guy, I wanted to take a break, so I sat on the couch to watch. And the guy came over and got on his knees, and he started licking my pussy too as I watched the girls do their thing. It was absolutely amazing. Then the guy went over and started playing with his girls. Some cock sucking, some pussy licking between all the three of them as I sat there and rubbed my pussy and grabbed the Hitachi to put it on my clit. Yeah. Fuck yes. And we had enough. We were so warmed up and so fucking hot. Oh God. Oh. And so the guy, my friend there, he went and grabbed the new girl and got her on her knees, and he shoved his nice thick cock in there. Oh God, he has such a nice cock. It's nice. It's hard. And oh yeah, and just watching her got fucked from behind was so fucking hot. Yeah, that was so fucking hot. And oh God, oh God. And he made her come. He fucked her harder and harder and rougher because she likes it. She's so fucking submissive. She loves getting used. Oh my God. Oh my God. And he made her come over and over. He made her come twice. And she got outlasted. And so we put her on the floor. Leave her to be left there, and we'll use her in a little bit. And then I got my turn. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I got my turn, and he put me on all fours too. Oh my God, yes. And I told him I like it when I lay flat on my stomach. And he did just that. And he put on a condom and gave me some lube. Oh, and I did it just for a little bit. Oh, I could put some lube on my pussy. Oh, just in case, because I'm so tight. Even, no matter how wet I am, I always need a little help to make sure it doesn't go away. And then he slowly but surely rubbed he rubbed his cock along my slit just to tease me, and then slowly, and then just a second later, he shoved the head of his cock into me. Oh god, it was too big, it actually hurt. Oh, it hurt. And he stopped for a bit to let me adjust, and then started sliding every inch, and I could feel my pussy stretch around him. Oh, And he started fucking me slowly, trying to help me get off the already. And he started fucking me a little harder, a little rougher, and then harder and rougher until he was fully just fucking pounding my cock, the head of his cock, just rubbing against my G-spot and occasionally kissing my cervix just a bit. And when he adjusts, he goes past my cervix and underneath it. Oh god, yes. And then I turned my head around and gave him a kiss, and it was so nice we made out. But I know he knows I want more, and I asked him to put her hand around my throat. I fucking love it. Oh, and then a hand in my hair, and oh my god, that's the perfect combo for me when I'm getting fucked. And I just, I feel like the orgasm coming. He got pounded me harder and harder, and I couldn't take it anymore, and I came. Oh god, yes, I came so hard. Fuck. I mean, that was not the first orgasm. I had a tiny ones along the way as my pussy was getting licked and my left and fingered at the same time or separately. Just so many bodies doing so many different things to each other. And on the other side, the girlfriend decided that she didn't want to be left out, so she put on a strap-on and started fucking the new girl hard, and she looked like she was so fucking enjoying it. Oh god, she's such a little slut, you know, the new girl. Oh my god, she's such a fucking slut. Which is odd coming from someone like now, but oh god, yeah. Oh god, she's so much better than not being a slut than me. And oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh god, oh god. Ooh. Oh. And then we took a break, and the Hitachi is not quite enough. Oh, one second. Yeah. Talking about getting fucked just doesn't seem quite right if I'm not actually getting fucked. So, let's do just that. So, let's do just that. Oh, I'm so fucking wet talking about it. It was definitely quite an interesting experience. Oh, I'm so wet.
So we took breaks and I went off to eat, actually. I know it sounds so unsexy for orgies to actually have little breaks instead of one continuous trip. I got there midnight and I looked at the clock. It was already 2 o'clock. We've been doing all sorts of naughty things for 2 hours. And there was no sign at the moment that we were going to be done. So we moved on for a bit, and I decided I want to fuck the new girl too. And being the devious person I am, I went off to the toy box and grabbed a tiny butt plug. It's not that bad. And because they told me she's a fucking butt slut too. Oh, so I shoved the fucking butt plug into her ass and I got the strap on that was laying in the toy box after use, and I put a condom over it. And oh god, I gave her, and she was so fucking wet, she didn't need lube at all. What a fucking slut. And I call her just, I told her she's a fucking slut. Then, oh, then a nice little teased her with my strap on. Got her on all fours, and I just shoved the entire thing in. No need for slow and sensual for a slut like that, and she likes it. She likes getting fucked. Absolutely pounding fucked with no care for her. Oh god. And I just grabbed her fucking hips. Oh. And the other girl, the girlfriend, she grabbed the crop and then started cropping her back and her tits. Oh god. And it was just absolutely fucking amazing. Oh my god. And I grabbed her hips and I started fucking her. And I had her. Oh god. And then. Use my hands that were on her hips to pull her towards the strap on, towards the cock. Oh, and she was moaning. Her eyes were starting to glaze right over. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, now I really want to come. And oh, my God. Oh my god. And it was amazing. And I fucking pulled her hair too as I fucked her with my hand on the hip. And another in her fucking hair. And it was amazing. Oh. Oh. And I rolled one of my hands under to rub her clit. And she got even more excited. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. And then I stopped for just a second and took out that butt plug. No, not because I want it to stop. Oh, fuck. Oh. But because I went over and grabbed an even bigger butt plug. And then I slipped the strap on right back in her and the moan she made. Oh god, yeah. Yeah. And then I had her crawl over with my cock in her to the guy who was sitting on the couch again, and oh my god. And oh god, and I told her to fucking suck his cock, and she did just that. And she has a marvel skill. The moment she opened her lips, the entire length of his cock just disappeared. It was like magic. Yeah, it was like fucking magic. We call her the fucking cock slut, a cock sucker. What a good little cock sucker she was. And I kept fucking her. I fucked her as hard and rough as I can. Oh my god. And she started coming with this cock in her mouth. Oh fuck. And my fake strap-on cock in her pussy fucking her. But then I took a pause again. And I told her to go back to where she was. All fours. And I took out the butt plug and I went for a butt plug as big as one of the biggest butt plugs in there. Oh yeah. Yeah, oh god. And I put in my fucking entered her again. Oh my god, I shoved my cock in her again. Shoved my fake strap on cock in her again. Oh my god. Oh, and she just, oh, makes the most delightful noises. Her spanking, hair pulling, putting my hand around her fucking throat. I have her fucking herself on a strap on as I tug at her hair. Oh fuck yeah. Oh, there's just so many different things, and I keep forgetting the order they've been done. Oh, like me humping my pussy against the new girl. On top of her humping her pussies, pressing her pussies together, rubbing it against each other as we made out, as I pinched her nipples, as I sucked and licked her nipples. Oh my god. There's so many things. The big butt plug came through and I just fucked her, and then she came again. The moment she came so hard, she quivered, her whole body shook. And then when she was done, she just slipped right off. She fell. But she didn't fall. She just collapsed onto the mattress. Oh, God. And I told her to turn around and suck the strap on clean. I was absolutely done. I came. She came. And at the end, the girlfriend went over and had a, and he started fucking her, because only she knows how to make him come. The best thing is that that little new girl, she was sleeping so peacefully next to the couple as they fucked, as I sat on a couch and watched. On my cell phone. I know, it sounds so sexy. But it was extremely hot. I was taking pictures for them. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, that was such a hot experience. Oh, that's why I wanted to tell it before I finish. I wanted to finish it before I did. Before I decided to that I am going to right now. Oh fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna come. My wet pussy. Oh, it was so wet. Can you hear that? That's such a fucking wet pussy. We were all so spent and we cuddled together. Oh my god, oh my god. And that, GWA, is my FFFM for some story. Is it that man with the luckiest man in the world? I think so. Thank you for listening.